Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores kindness as a command, not merely an option or suggestion, but a requirement from God for how we live and interact with others. Our key verse for today is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, mortal one, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we focused on the kindness of God, recognizing that it was His mercy and love that drew us into salvation. But today, we're turning the mirror towards ourselves. Kindness isn't just something that we receive. It's something that we are commanded to live out. It's not a suggestion. It's not a bonus feature for extra spiritual Christians. According to Micah chapter 6, verse 8, kindness is a requirement for anyone who walks with God. Today's message challenges us to see kindness as a direct act of obedience to the God that we claim to love. To truly understand this, we first need to recognize that kindness is not a feeling. It's a choice. It's a lifestyle, and it's a powerful witness to the world. So let's start with the reality that kindness is obedience. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says that God requires us to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. He requires it. That means kindness is not based on how we feel about someone or whether they deserve it. It's a command that reflects God's heart through our lives. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35 reinforces this command through the words of Jesus himself. I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Notice, he didn't say, if you attend church, people will know that you're mine. He didn't say, if you post scripture on social media, they're going to know. No, he said, if you love, if you live out kindness and compassion, they will recognize you belong to Jesus. Kindness is a visible, tangible demonstration of our discipleship. Kindness isn't something new that started with the New Testament. It's been God's expectation since the beginning. In the Old Testament, the law repeatedly commands kindness, especially towards the most vulnerable. Look at Zechariah chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. This is what the Lord of armies has said. Dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion, each to his brother, and do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. God's people were called to be radically different from the surrounding nations, different in how they treated the weak, the marginalized, and the stranger. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 34 carries this even further. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. God's kindness towards Israel, delivering them from slavery, was supposed to shape how they treated others. And the same is true for us today. When Jesus walked the earth, he didn't just teach about kindness. He lived it. Think about the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. Cultural norms said that Jews should have nothing to do with Samaritans, let alone a woman with her reputation. Yet Jesus spoke to her with respect, revealed her need with gentleness, offered her eternal life. That conversation didn't just heal her, it transformed an entire village. Or look at Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, a hated tax collector, a cheat, a man despised by society. Jesus didn't call him out publicly or shame him. Instead, he called him by name and said, "I must stay at your house today." That act of unexpected kindness led to Zacchaeus' repentance and a complete transformation of his life. Kindness isn't about affirming sin. It's about opening the door to repentance and new life. Kindness isn't about avoiding conflict. It's about loving people enough to reach them with God's truth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 tells us, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." It's something that we intentionally put on, like clothing. It's not natural to our flesh. It's a choice led by the Spirit. Kindness says, "I will not return evil for evil." Kindness says, "I will love when it's hard." Kindness says, "I will show the heart of Jesus even when I'm mistreated." And it's crucial to understand, biblical kindness does not mean compromising truth. Jesus was perfectly kind, yet he also called sin what it was. His kindness never watered down the message. It simply prepared hearts to receive it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, that is Christ." We're not called to be doormats. We're called to speak truth, but to do it from a place of love, compassion, and kindness. Our goal isn't just to win arguments. It's to win souls. So let's take a moment to explore some practical ways that we can live out God's command of kindness. The first one is choosing to listen before responding. How about responding gently when criticized, or giving people the benefit of the doubt? Serving those who can offer nothing in return, or speaking life over others instead of condemnation. And sometimes kindness means confronting sin, but doing so with a heart that longs for restoration, not revenge. Think about someone that you find difficult. How can you show them the kindness of Christ this week? It's easy to be kind when life is smooth and people are lovable. But biblical kindness shines the brightest in a hostile world. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 18 challenges us: never repay evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Kindness is a weapon against bitterness, against hatred, and against division. It disarms hostility and leaves room for the Holy Spirit to work. Kindness doesn't just impact this life. It echoes into eternity. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 records Jesus saying, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for me, one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it to me." Every act of kindness, every moment we choose love over anger, patience over frustration, is an act of worship to God Himself. And the reward isn't just here. It's eternal. I want to challenge you today. Ask the Lord, who needs to see your kindness through me? Ask him, where am I withholding kindness because of pride or bitterness or fear? And then step out and obey. Even small acts of kindness, smiling at a stranger, offering a helping hand, or forgiving a wrong can have eternal impact. Kindness is not an optional virtue for Christians. It's a command rooted in every character of God. It's an act of obedience. It's a reflection of Christ. It's a witness to a world desperate for true love and truth. Tomorrow, we'll take this even deeper as we explore how kindness must move beyond intention and into action, how it becomes the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.